This is Health First with Kathy Hart, available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
We've been talking to Dr. Karen Jensen, author of Women's Health Matters, and we've just been talking about ways to alleviate depression. And you were just talking about Cloud Nine, which is a wonderful blend to really help with the serotonin levels. Do you want to just elaborate a little more on that product?
Sorry, my phone is a little fuzzy. Can you just repeat?
Okay, the Cloud Nine. You just touched on it just before we came to the break. We were talking about depression and the inflammation and depression, and you were talking about Cloud Nine as being very beneficial if you weren't on an antidepressant to take that in its place.
If you weren't on an antidepressant, and the reason I say that is because at this point, it's thought that saffron works through the serotonin pathway. And so if people are already taking an antidepressant, such as a serotonin reuptake inhibitor, which most of them are, it's recommended that they not take saffron. However, like you said, people that aren't taking an antidepressant, Cloud Nine is, at least from what I'm hearing from people, is proving to offer some support. And inflammation is really, really an important part to address when it comes to depression as well. So if people are getting benefits from Cloud Nine, but they, you know, could feel like they want to step it up a bit, Brain Defense would also provide not only support for inflammation, but has some important stress support factors in it as well.
What kind of herbs are in Brain Defense?
The ones for inflammation mm-hmm. are particularly curcumin, boswellia, which is one of my favorite go-to herbs for inflammation, and chamomile, which is often thought to be just a calming herb, but it actually has profound anti-inflammatory properties, particularly in the gut. And then for the support for stress, ashwagandha, which is an adaptogen, which is commonly known to help with adrenal support and to help buffer the effects of stress, as well as bacopa, which not only provides support for cognition, but is also considered to be an adaptogenic and stress support herb. I absolutely love this product.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's some really good products you've created in that line. They just work so well. I've watched customers and people get really well on them. When we go into the herbs for estrogen-dominant conditions, say like the fibroids or having issues like that, how do you treat women so that they can regulate those hormones?
Well, in my clinical practice and in, you know, other colleagues I speak to, just to help to prevent the effects of, say, estrogen dominance and to buffer some of the, gender-bending chemicals that, you know, we're exposed to help mitigate that. Estrosense is an incredible product just to help buffer and to help keep, shall we say, the bad or harmful estrogens in balance, or to keep the good estrogen in balance, if you like.
Mm-hmm.
So Estrosense is more of a herb to help prevent, but also for women that have, say, estrogen-dominant conditions, whether it be endometriosis, uterine fibroids, thyroid disorders can also be caused by estrogen dominance. Infertility, you know, estrogen dominance is a really big factor there. Or even weight gain is part of the sort of estrogen dominant picture as well.
And the Estrosense, it's a product to stay on a continued basis to get the results, like balancing the hormones and drawing out the xenoestrogens or the false estrogens?
Say women have PMS, which mm-hmm. could be an estrogen-dominant condition, you know, and then they're taking Estrosense for a few months and they start to see that things are improving, then I would say maybe don't take it every day, but maybe take it two or three times a week just to keep the hormones regulated, because we're constantly being exposed to these gender-bending chemicals in our environment, whether it's, you know, cosmetics or plastics or other common chemicals found in our cleaning products at home. I was just actually reading a study where cleaning products, women that used cleaning products, I think it was for more than, they'd been using them for 10 or 15 years, their lungs were equivalent to someone that was smoking for 15 or 20 years.
Wow. Do we still have those kind of chemicals in the grocery store to wash our floors and our cars with?
Well, that's what it predominantly is.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. And then in another study on clean cosmetics, they did a study on teens who used only safe cosmetics and body care products for just 3 days. Mm-hmm. And they had measured the chemicals prior to the start of the clean body care products, and then just 3 days after. And even after 3 days, there was a significant reduction in the level of chemicals in the body.
Wow. Wow. That would be a good thing to show teenagers at an early age, because they're buying so many things to put on their bodies.
Yeah, very important. And also our cleaning products. You know, I don't think we realize how what a dramatic effect they can have on our health, because we're inhaling those fumes, right?
Mm-hmm. And with premenstrual symptoms, is it actually natural, normal not to have PMS if when you go through the cycle?
Yes.
There's so many people that have never actually heard that. And it's a really good thing to work towards, that you don't have to have such a moody, uncomfortable, inflamed, painful month just if you work on the hormone balance. So,
yes, but I think I absolutely agree. I think most women have some degree of PMS. Some people it's debilitating and goes on for maybe 10 days a month. But we need to look at the gut when it comes, not just adrenal, not just ovaries. We need to look at the gut and how that influences, how hormones, how xenos and hormones are cleared out of the body, the liver. And again, in estrosense, you know, we've got the milk thistle as liver support in there. So the gut and the liver and the adrenals are all really, really important when it comes to general hormone balance. So it's not just as simple as,
taking the estrosense. There's much more that can be done.
It's a matter of what we put in our body as well, and trying to be aware of the outside influences, like we've just been talking about, the xenoestrogens that do interfere with a balance in our hormones and are huge contributing factors to things like PMS.
Mm-hmm. And what are some things when you go on to the fibrocystic breasts, what are some things that women that have these issues can do hormonally?
Well, I think fibrocystic breasts are, yes, definitely an estrogen-dominant condition. So probiotics would be very helpful. I would even suggest taking a liver support herb, whether it's a combination of dandelion and artichoke or milk thistle, maybe for 6 weeks, just to help the liver. It has such a huge job when it comes to the conjugation of hormones. And then maybe take it, maybe just during, maybe 2 weeks before your menstrual cycle. And then the estrosense could help buffer the xenoestrogens. And those three things can be very helpful for most women that have PMS. Of course, diet, not eating, even though women might get the carbohydrate, the cravings, the sugar cravings, the chocolate cravings, trying to be aware of those things, that's just an underlying symptom. And, to what they put into their body will also affect their hormone health as well.
Mm-hmm. And magnesium can play a big role for that, too, as far as the chocolate cravings.
Exactly.
It could just be a need for magnesium. There's a few things like with the urinary system. We just would like to quickly cover that too, because both male and female get urinary symptoms, cystitis, urinary incontinence. How do you differ with that with male and female?
How do you differentiate?
Do you treat them different? Do they have different issues just with genetically being different?
As far as being different, the cause is probably different.
Yeah.
I mean, women, it could be a prolapsed uterus that's also causing incontinence. Just as the estrogen levels decrease, most women in menopause have some degree of, you know, incontinence, and particularly as you get older, as the tissues become a bit more lax, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they found that pumpkin seeds are a very effective treatment in men and women for urinary incontinence or nighttime, you know, urination that bothers a lot of men, whereas it's more of an incontinent issue with women.
So can you eat straight up pumpkin seeds, or are there supplements now where it's more concentrate?
You can eat straight up pumpkin seeds, or you can take bladder sense, which is pumpkin seeds, just straight water soluble pumpkin seed extract, which is they found very helpful. And there's Kegel exercises for women that women can do as far as helping with the bladder.
Yeah, there's so many things can be done. So you are the formulator of the whole Women's Sense line, which has many, many supports for all the different issues, and also the formulator for all the brain gut health products that have come out. And do you have a website or somewhere that people can go and find all these wonderful formulas?
Okay, first of all, I just want to clear up. I only formulated the AdrenaSense in the Women's Sense line. You know, I had say in some of the ingredients in the other ones. And the Brain Defense line, I formulated a couple of the products. But again, I can't lay claim to all
of them. Oh, okay. I thought they were all yours. I guess you've done you've been the author of the books on them then.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah, I just to clarify. More information on the products, you can read through Assured Naturals website. They have more information on the products. And do I have a website? It is in the works. Since I have retired from clinical practice, I didn't have a website, but I promise it's coming. A lot of people are asking, so.
Okay. So if you'd like to get the book, it's Women's Health Matters, The Influence of Gender on Disease. It's Dr. Karen Jensen, a naturopathic physician. And thank you so much for being on the radio show today.
Thank you so much, Kathy. Sorry, my phone's a bit buzzy. I have to do something about this. I had a hard time hearing you, so thank you for your patience.
All right. Thanks a lot. We'd also like to thank Alan Wishart, our producer, and we'd like to thank all the radio stations across the country that carry our program. Have a healthy and happy day.